Talk some greyhounds now. Anthony has a party. He has got the raging hot favourite, Whiskey Riot.
Are we allowed to do this?
Well, Gareth said we could.
Sure.
Gareth said we could. The TAB Group 1 Australian Cup is on Saturday night at the Meadows. And Anthony has a party. He has the favourite, Whiskey Riot. Anthony, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, mate. How are you?
Are you allowed to talk to us without Gareth being here?
Oh, he texted me last night and he said it was okay. So,
now, well, he's in love with you. He's in love with your dog. That's like everyone is at the moment. Whiskey Riot has taken all before it. The heats in the last couple of weeks have been unbelievable. Saturday night, what changes for you? Does anything change or is it business as usual and you expect to see your dog dominate from the front?
No, nothing changes. I don't want to change anything while they're going so good. Yeah, look, he's definitely a big chance. There's no doubt about it. But we're all worried about the seven, what it does. It stays off the track early and it might cause a little bit of carnage for us. So that's probably the only really concern from box eight, you know. So, yeah, we'll just have to see what happens, I suppose. It's a bit of a concern, though.
Now, Anthony, I'm glad you mentioned that because Jeff Galea was part of RSN Central on Monday and he has his dog Scatterbox, and he's worried about his own dog, but he's also worried about your dog. This is what he said, and I'm interested in your thoughts on what might happen on Saturday night.
What about box number seven?
Yeah, not much good.
No.
I actually feel sorry for Whiskey Riot. I think he's going to cause him a bit of trouble.
Oh, okay. So the favourite's in trouble because of your greyhounds drawn inside of him. Is that because he steps to the outside?
Yeah, he always takes one or two steps off and then comes in.
Okay, so he might knock Whiskey Riot out into that first bend.
I'm pretty sure he will.
The three Fernando bales.
It should be $10 Whiskey Riot.
Now, we might have to reframe the market with this stunning revelation and insight we've just had here.
Now, I'm not sure who was more upset by that, you or Gareth, when that news came through.
Well, I was having a good morning this morning, so you ruined it.
So, I mean, how can you, because they're dogs, how do you try and prevent this from happening?
Oh, you can't, mate. It's going to be what it's going to be, really. I'm just hoping a bit of luck, like he might miss the kick, maybe, you know, like... You know, if Scatterbox can just miss it that half a length and we can get just in front of him, we will cut him off because we won't stay wide. We want to come in as well. So, yeah, look, I don't think there's no way getting out of this, really, but we've just got to rely on a lot of luck, I suppose.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's an interesting sort of conversation because obviously your dog's flying. We know how fast he is, but you can't talk tactics like you can to a human to sort of say, look, just maybe just pull back or we'll yank you back to the, you know, like it's just got to go.
That's right. It's just when them boxes open, mate, anything can happen. Look, you know, like I said, he might miss the kick, but I doubt it because he's a very consistent beginner Scatterbox. So that's the problem too, you know. Every start he's had in seems to begin really well. And, yeah, it just belongs there. Look, honestly, win, lose, or draw, belongs he's safe, get him home safe. That's the main thing, you know.
Hey, Anthony, we see before the big horse races, you know, horses going for a stroll in the beach or rolling in their sandboxes or having some sort of special meal. What does your dog do? What do you do that's special for your dog in the lead-up to the race?
Well, we got a 350-metre sand straight track here. We whistle them up. They just run up to the top. And through the week here, I've got an acre paddock. I just like to let them run around. They roll in the grass and just do what they want to do. Just a bit of freedom there. And that's basically what we do, you know, and just keeps them really happy. And, yeah, and that just gets them through the week.
Now, we know that you did a Clark as a Rich Charm is sitting at the front of a bedroom window in the paddock and make sure it's nice and close. You keep an eye on him all the time. Do you do the same thing with Whiskey Riot or is it just letting go, see what he does out in the paddock, out in the yard?
No, we walk out. We walk out with him, but he's used to that paddock now. See, it's a bit, if he's new to it, you sort of got to walk him around and stuff first, you know. But no, we just go out the paddock with them. They just do their own thing, you know. They have a bit of a gallop, me. Have a bit of a lay down. Yeah, they don't go ballistic or anything, so it's all good, you know.
Now we love Gareth here. Have you been happy with his line of questioning towards you? Over
I haven't been listening. I'll be honest.
Oh, that's going to make you very upset.
It's getting to the point. He wants to be part of the family, Anthony.
He's all right. He's good. We're very lucky to have him in the ground. On radio too, you know. So he's doing such a great job too, you know.
He is doing a hell of a job, and he loves talking about your dog, which is absolutely the highlight of the greyhound world at the moment. And hopefully Saturday, Anthony, for you and the dog can get the job done safely, as you rightly say, but come past the post the first in the TAB Group 1 Australian Cup of the Meadows. Good luck. We appreciate your time.
No worries. Thank you.
Anthony has a party. Gareth's brother with us on The Breakfast Club.
Just different surnames.
Just different. Same. Brother from another.
Same.
Same, but different.